The mood of the boardroom, yes, is out in the Herald today. In some respects, it's the government's day of reckoning. You might recall a year or so back when the Prime Minister was all shiny and new and too many people had fallen for that superficial charm that she was going to work with business. She was going to listen to business. When that turned out to be not true, she then set up, you remember this, that business group that would advise her and keep her in touch. There was a bloke on it called Christopher Luxon. He would later work out that he was, along with the rest of the participants, being scammed and go on to do other work that didn't involve wasting his time on a government that had no intention of listening to business. That theme continued through COVID, as the private sector screamed day after day, week after week, month after month, to let them use their contacts, their expertise, their experience to help the country get through the nightmare. But what they didn't understand is that Labour parties know everything and are vastly better at everything than anyone else. After all, they studied it at uni. The read you get this morning is an embarrassment. At last, corporate New Zealand has found their voice. I have for more than 2 years now implored corporate New Zealand to speak louder, say more, debate the point, argue the case. Most of the people I deal with in business told me daily what a shambles this country was becoming. Say it publicly, I said. Some did, but in that corporate-y, I'm trying to be tough, but not really kind of way that they have of talking. A few exceptions broke the mould, but now the avalanche. It's all there. From the lack of skills, to the lack of labour, to the border that's open, but is it really? To the ideological nonsense around Maori that has no mandate, to our disconnection to the world, to the empty cities, to the debt, to the Reserve Bank, to the lack of delivery. On a scale out of five, only five of 26 in Cabinet get over the halfway mark. In other words, get a pass mark. Five of 26. Far less a stellar result. Highest score goes to James Shaw. He's not even in the party. Ardern isn't even in the top 10. It's a damning, embarrassing, and yet honest assessment of what is the worst government I've seen in my lifetime. Read it. Read the comments. Read the reality of what this lot is doing to our country and see if you don't weep.